We'll talk a little bit after their first song. Here is Grand Prismatic. Grand Prismatic here at the Saturday Live Brigade. You guys sounded good. You sound great. You do sound great. And I want to be sure we get a chance to meet all you guys. And I didn't even get a chance to ask if one of you sort of takes lead on such things. Or you all can. We just got to be sure you're near a microphone.
Okay.
Yeah. So come on up to this one. That'll work. Because I'm hearing these guys for the first time, and you sound great. You're John, right?
I'm John, yeah.
And you're playing one of the guitars.
One of the guitars, and we have Patrick on guitar next to me, and Tyler on bass, and Brian on the drums.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
It's coming up on 3 years this summer. We started in June of 2015, and we've put out an EP and we just released a full-length album in April.
Are you all from Pittsburgh originally? Same area or more or less all over the place?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the Pittsburgh region.
Right.
Now, it's a little rare to have a band that specializes in rock instrumentals or rock bass. I hate to just say rock, but it's a fusion of a few different genres.
Right.
What got you into wanting to do
We started playing together, and we wanted to focus on just the music. That's where we started, and we kind of just fell into it. And I mean, we have such a variety of influences, you know. Like, I like the blues a lot, and Patrick is really into instrumental and experimental music, and Tyler's really into punk rock and different things, and we all just have these different, you know, influences, and we kind of just molded them all together and decided to not do vocals because we liked what we heard. So
yeah, it's really I think sometimes refreshing to hear music that's live and vocals. You can just sort of relax to it. I always thought a neat radio station format would be all instrumentals, no vocals.
Right.
And I don't mean like the elevator music or Muzak type channels, but you know, hear all sorts of different ways of expressing yourself solely through musical instruments. And somehow it seems like you could play that in offices and other public places.
Yeah.
Do you spend a lot of time arranging stuff, or how do you come up with the songs you're playing?
We have a practice space, and we kind of all get together and collaborate on everything. So one of us will present a guitar lick or, you know, a bass riff, and we'll kind of just build off of that and mix some pedals in and some crazy effects and kind of just throw ideas around, and that's how we formulate the songs, you know.
And you always typically have this instrumentation as you play.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know, as you listen, we have a couple guitars, a Gibson, a Fender, and then a bass, which looks like it's got a longer neck.
A P-bass, Fender P-bass.
And then a drum set, and it all comes together really well. What was the name of what you started with?
That was called Tinctured Sobriety, and that's off our new album, Thoughts in Translation.
Thoughts in Translation, and I will. We have linked to their webpage from slvradio.org. I'm about to link to their Facebook page from ours as well. What would you like to do next?
Remedies. We'll do another song off of that. It's called Remedies.
Excellent. Yeah. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Originating here in Pittsburgh, heard throughout the region as well as in a few faraway places. Thank you. Grand Prismatic. And they'll be at the Deutschtown Music Festival. You can catch them at 3 this afternoon at East Street Beer, conveniently located on East Street. Deutschtown Music Festival is really big. Ben Soltes and company have done a great job with the festival over the years. It's 200-plus acts this year, and you'll enjoy it if you get a chance to see these guys. The EP is – or the album is out now. You've got an EP you're working on, right?
Yeah, we're working on some new material. We recorded at Very Tight Studios in Sharpsburg with Matt Very, which was a great time. Great guy to work with.
How'd that go? Did you play all together, or did you end up layering tracks? And
me and Brian, the drummer, played together to get the drums down, and we ended up keeping a lot of my guitar tracks, and then we kind of layered as we went after that.
So. Yeah, it's because you sound great.
Thanks.
Live. Just,
yeah.
But I know in putting together an album, but you could kind of get into excess perfectionism, yeah. Or you suddenly get the opportunity to...
Yeah, we try to stick to as true as we can, so when we do play live, you know, it's the same feel as that you would hear on the album, you know, so...
Yeah, I can only imagine what that must be like.
Yeah, it's a fun process, definitely.
Yeah. What did it take to develop the sound that you have, or did it just sort of happen?
It sort of just happened. I mean, like I said, all the different influences, and we kind of just found the sound. I mean, we want it to be something you can listen to and kind of relate, something you can relate to, or something that can put you somewhere and make you think of a certain time in your past or a certain place in time.
Yeah.
You know, leave it up to the listener to kind of imagine.
It's very accessible,
yeah.
Which it doesn't necessarily, that doesn't result
right.
All the time,
yeah.
From this combination of instruments. I think that people find what you're doing, they can really add their own feelings to
right.
it as
right.
they listen. And that's not always going to be the case when you bring a couple electric guitars together and drums and a
right.
bass, but it works out really
and
well.
And that was another reason we stuck with the instrumental aspect. It's, you know, because when lyrics are involved, then you have a basis for what the song's about. And we kind of want the listener to just have their own, get their own vibe from the music. So.
Well, and the vocalist is usually going to stand out as
right.
The lead, and in
right.
this way you allow all the instruments to kind of texture together.
Absolutely.
So, Grand Prismatic is who you're listening to. Again, Deutschtown Music Festival at 3 p.m. today. An EP in the works and an album available. I don't have to turn my head. The website, is it simply... is it Grand Prismatic?
It's GrandPrismaticBand.com.
GrandPrismaticBand.com.
Yeah.
And we've linked to their Facebook page, too. If you're driving and can't make a note of it, just go to slbradio.org or Google maybe Grand Prismatic Pittsburgh. They'll show
yep.
up. And what do you want to do next?
We're going to do a song called Surfing,
which is also off the new record. So.
Great. Once again, cool. Grand Prismatic. Grand Prismatic Live here at SLB. And do you have any other shows coming up soon in addition to Club Cafe?
We're doing August 27th at...
Oh, you can. Let's see. You can say where, but not when, or when, but not where. You already said when, but no, that's okay.
It's going to be like a live stream event is what it's going to be.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
It'll awesome. Be cool. So that's
once we figure the details
that's
out.
That's okay. Keep in touch with them online if you're enjoying their music.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to hear people tune. That's a good thing. You just heard the voice of Tyler there. Mostly it's been John that we've been talking to. Anything else you want to add about the band that we haven't talked about?
I don't know. Did you guys want anything?
I want to add that we normally play a lot.
Come in front of the mic or you're otherwise invisible.
I want to add that we normally play a lot louder than this, but we definitely toned it down.
Radio, we need to...
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to add. We have liability. Any car tweeters that are blown out, you know, or people wearing earbuds if they get ear problems. Class action suits come in all of a sudden. We probably have time for two more, I think. And what do you want to do next?
This is a song called Petrichor.
I like to get every last sound out of there. Grand Prismatic Band. You can go to grandprismaticband.com to learn more about their music or find them on Facebook, Grand Prismatic, or visit the East Street Brewery today at 3 o'clock, where they will be part of the Deutschtown Music Festival. It's been really fun having you guys on and listening to what you're doing. A lot of nice compliments coming in from folks, too.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
This is our last chance to talk. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before kicking into your final song, John?
We're definitely looking forward to playing the Deutschtown Music Festival. We have a ton of friends' bands that are playing, too, so make sure if you're off today and in the north side that you stop and get a chance to check out all the cool acts that are coming.
Yeah,
there's a lot of out of town acts I hear too. So definitely go support that.
Yeah, I haven't studied the schedule, but I mean, you can't go wrong. There are hundreds of folks to listen to, and it's some really cool spaces too.
Right.
You may know this, maybe not. The North Side was a twin city of Pittsburgh. Way back when, 100 plus years ago. So the North Side is huge. A lot of people don't realize that the North Side, it isn't quite the same size as the city of Pittsburgh proper, but 18 neighborhoods and a huge area, and all of those neighborhoods participating in Deutschtown Music Festival here and there. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're excited to be a part of it. We didn't get a chance to do it last year, so we're very excited to play this year.
Great.
And get to network with some cool local and out-of-state acts. So looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us
today.
Thank
you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Grand Prismatic, what do you want to close up with?
We're going to close with a song. It's the first song off our first EP. It's called Alpenglow. Thank you.
Grand Prismatic. Thanks, guys, for being here.